Undeterred by that cautionary bruise on their colleagues' coccyx, four other reporters, representing the New York Times, the Frankfurt Four-Dimensional Continuum, the Fordian Science Monitor, and the Delta Mirror, called that afternoon at the lighthouse and met with receptions of progressively increasing violence. From a safe distance and still rubbing his buttocks, "Benighted fool!" shouted the man from the Fordian Science Monitor. "Why didn't you take some soma?" "Get away!" The savage shook his fist. The other retreated a few steps, then turned round again. "Evil's an unreality if you take a couple of grams."
"Kokakwa iatokai!"
The tone was menacingly derisive.
"Pain's a delusion!" "Oh, is it?"
said the savage, and picking up a thick hazel switch, strode forward. The man from the Fordian Science Monitor made a dash for his helicopter. After that, the savage was left for a time in peace. A few helicopters came and hovered inquisitively round the tower. He shot an arrow into the importunately nearest of them. There was a shrill yell, and the machine went rocketing up into the air with all the acceleration that its supercharger could give it. The others, in future, kept their distance respectfully. Ignoring their tiresome humming, he likened himself in his imagination to one of the suitors of the Maiden of Matsaki, unmoved and persistent among the winged vermin. The savage dug at what was to be his garden. After a time, the vermin evidently became bored and flew away. For hours at a stretch, the sky above his head was empty and, but for the larks, silent. The weather was breathlessly hot. There was thunder in the air. He had dug all morning and was resting, stretched out along the floor. And suddenly, the thought of Lenina was a real presence, naked and tangible, saying, "Sweet," and "Put your arms round me," in shoes and socks, perfumed. Impudent strumpet! But oh, her arms round his neck, the lifting of her breasts, her mouth. Eternity was in our lips and eyes. Lenina! No! He sprang to his feet, and, half naked as he was, ran out of the house. At the edge of a heath stood a clump of hoary juniper bushes. He flung himself against them. He embraced not the smooth body of his desires, but an armful of green spikes. Sharp, with 1,000 points, they pricked him. He tried to think of poor Linda, breathless and dumb with her clutching hands and the unutterable terror in her eyes. Poor Linda, whom he had sworn to remember. But it was still the presence of Lenina that haunted him, Lenina whom he had promised to forget. Even through the stab and sting of the juniper needles, his wincing flesh was aware of her, unescapably real. "Sweet, sweet. And if you wanted me too, why didn't you?"